Thank you very much, Jeff. I think we're doing just fine on time. Appreciate your presentation. I will take a couple of just quick clarifying comments or questions if there are any. Just a moment to raise their hands. I see Adam and then Jeff. Go ahead, Adam.
Great. So again, just to provide a little additional context, first I'll say I've been working with Jeff for a very long time. Appreciate all the effort he's put in on behalf of New Jersey, as well as working with the commission, getting council information as well. So thank you, Jeff, publicly. With regards to his suggestion about some validation of data, there is an ongoing project sponsored through the Mid-Atlantic Council where there are currently video cameras set up in the Ocean City, Maryland inlet. They are recording vessels coming and going from there, and it is the intention to do some work to compare those vessels coming and going, trying to do an evaluation of what type of vessel they may be, for-hire vessel, non-for-hire, do they have fishing rods out that makes it look like they're fishing boat, and working with advisors to ground truth essentially that number. So that's an example of an ongoing project to do that. With regards to the comments regarding angler recall, specifically with regards to the number of fish that they're catching and the timeliness of it, I've operated a for-hire vessel for a long period of time. We have had some very good days, whereas Jeff suggests his arms get tired. Yes, I've seen people just simply say, this isn't fun anymore, I'm putting the rod down, I'm catching so many fish. But where that gets lost back at the dock during an APIS intercept is the angler doesn't make clear to the interviewer that they're not fishing the entire time. There's time transiting to and from the fishing grounds from the dock. There's time transiting between fishing locations. So even though it's an 8-hour trip, they may only actually be catching a fish nonstop for 4 hours of the time. So I think that gets lost by the time they get back to the dock and results in some different numbers there. So I wanted to provide that insight. Again, my thanks to Jeff for what he's provided and to provide some thoughts about what is ongoing here in the Mid-Atlantic with some of those concerns about trying to ground truth the data.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you very much, Adam. Then next question was from Jeff White.
Great. Thanks, Stacy, and thanks, Jeff. Brust, a good friend of mine, worked in school and everything for a long time. A couple points that were maybe not privy to this particular meeting due to the process came up in other places. And so I wanted to give the group a little bit more information. The questions about sample size increases and the funding that goes along with that, and what would it cost in the trade-offs to go to a higher or faster sampling level. So the big holdup for being able to produce monthly estimates is that the fishing effort survey is currently done on a 2-month basis, recall basis. So that the interaction between those two surveys is a big part of it. The estimate on maintaining the same sample size, which would be doubling the full sample size all year long for APIS and producing monthly estimates, I believe John Foster suggested about a $12 million a year balance point for that. There might be ways to do it differently for only core months of the year where that would be helpful to management. Don't know where that might go, but that's one thing that I think adds into the discussion. The panel may have heard that before, but other folks from the states might not have seen that. I cannot help at all with the expansion factors. The MRIP would have to help you with that. One thing that I did hear about the tablet data collection, all the Atlantic states did do that in starting in 2019. North Carolina started in January and everybody else picked it up for wave 2. There are a fair number, actually a very long list of at-entry data checks that the tablets do. They're drop-down lists, they improve data quality, but the one that Jeff pointed out in his presentation was that the lengths are not specifically there as outside of a range. And the numbers of fish are not there as outside of the range of possibility. And those were some design choices that we've talked about with MRIP staff a whole lot about not slowing down the tablet for the at entry checks. Every species, every range check for every state had the potential to slow down things, as well as not putting limits on what the angler responses were. So there are cases where the response of the angler needs to be confirmed during the field interview, and there are other cases where the data needs to be maintained as the angler provides it. So with that, those were my clarifying points. I will stop.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Glad to have you on the line again. We enjoyed having you with us at our last meeting as well.